And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 11th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of Christopher Rice, born in Berkeley, 1978, the son of vampire author Anne Rice. Christopher Rice, who before he turned 30, had himself written four New York Times best-selling novels. His first, A Density of Souls, about four New Orleans teenage friends, one of whom discovers he is gay. His others were all thrillers with people discovering deep, dark secrets. Snow Garden, Light Before Day, Blind Fall, and his newest one comes out this April called The Moonlit Earth. It's the birthday of Ezra Jack Keats, born in Brooklyn, 1916, author of the best-selling children's book The Snowy Day, about an African-American child, Peter, who goes out exploring in his New York neighborhood after the first snowfall of the season. And it's the birthday of Douglas Adams, born in Cambridge, England, 1952, who was backpacking through Europe at the age of 19, lying in a field, drunk, with his tour book called The Hitchhiker's Guide to Europe, and it occurred to him right then and there that somebody ought to write a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So he did, a whole series of five books, in fact, science fiction novels that sold more than 15 million copies. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sharon, entitled Retriever. My father, in middle age, falls in love with a dog. He, who kicked dogs in anger when I was a child, who liked his comb always on the same shelf, who drank martinis to make his mind quiet. He, who worked and worked, his shirts wrapped in plastic, his heart ironed like a collar. He who, like so many men, loved his children, but thought the money he made for them was more important than the rough tweed of his presence. The love of my father's later years is a golden retriever, more red than yellow, a nervous dog who knows his work clothes from his casual ones, can read his creased face, who waits for him at the front door, her paws crossed like a child's arms. She doesn't berate him for being late, doesn't need new shoes or college. There is no pressure to raise her right, which is why she chews the furniture, pees on rugs, barks at strangers who cross the lawn. She is his responsible soul, broken free. She is the children he couldn't come home to, made young again. She is like my mother, but never angry, always devoted. He cooks for his dog, my father, who raised us in restaurants, and takes her on business trips like a wife. Sometimes, sitting beside her in the hair-filled van he drives to make her more comfortable, my father's dog turns her head to one side as if thinking, and in this pose, more than one of us has mistaken her for a person. We would be jealous if she didn't make him so happy, he who never took more than one trip on his expensive sailboat, whose Mercedes was wrecked by a valet. My mother saw him behind the counter of a now-fallen fast-food restaurant when she was 19. They kissed beside a river where fish no longer swim. My father, who was always serious, has fallen in love with a dog. What can I do but be happy for him? A poem by Faith Sharon, Retriever, from The Owl Question, published by Utah State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.